Hey, we're live.
Are we live?
We're live, live, live.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yes, yes, y'all.
Living life.
Episode 140.
Retro Jordans are wrapped up.
Hopefully some heads join us.
I'm going on the Insta now and just messaging people to saying, are you live? I'm like,
when I'm around and you're bound to feel the cold. No doubt I cover my mouth for speaking cold.
Ah, here we go, Bretna.
Will be out for me in droves, but I'm out here chilling on a balcony in Rhodes. Drinking green coffee, me and the locals will speak properly. The big dog trying to keep the ticks and fleas off me. My words are like sweet toffee. My girl does yoga to practice.
Harry,
the deep doggy. Roberta Flack, back to back, I kill your team softly. I ran brolic, to be honest, be a bean stocky. They can't stop the maneuvers. I blast shots and I keep my mask off.
This is nice, man.
No pain for OnlyFans here. I'm a gallus, rugged as a Kodiak bear. I don't mess with phony rap braids. The best bitter alive, the title, I stole it back. Fear? Have you ever seen a bear with his wrist froze? I got no fear, like them shit clothes. The one man army, I'm holding. G.O.D. by my side, I'm golden. 6'2 with a gap in my grill. A rap for the kill, then I'm back for my meal. Man, I do in the motion, you know, but don't fall for the okie doke, I'll kill you. Shaka Khan said, ain't nobody better than a Genevieve. I said, Gallus, Ash, Jennifer, and Genevieve. Diamonds only harder than cement, that's on my legacy. Hello freeze, the day that I ain't fresher than the weather that's in Tenerife. Master craftsman, artistry is a Taj Mahal thing. Bar for bar, bruv, my title is like I'm the Maharaja. It's art to Ras Club.
Rolling the R's, okay.
Taste the rainbow, eat the Skittles. I don't want it, but it's there. Prime beef if you heat the griddle. But I'll be the undisputed Dimitri Bivol. It's looking sunny near the seaside. Meanwhile, me and Honey playing rummy on the queen-sized. Ducky dummies in the green eyes, cause they don't want the same smoke that could ruffle up a beehive. Have you ever seen a bear with his wrist froze? I got no fear, like them shit clothes. The one man army, I'm rolling. With G.O.D. by my side, I'm golden. 6'2 with a gap in my grill. A rap for the kill, then I'm back for my meal. Man, I do in the most, you know, but don't fall for the okie doke, I'll kill ya. Resurrecting the art of third verse, the last emergence of the dark skin Wordsworth. I do my job in a khaki work shirt. My woman's a tigress with swarthy girl fur.
Yes,
you don't know what that means, guys, only built. I'm an assassin with a dagger with a golden hilt. Anytime that I show the skill, it's overkill. The drunkard master who's sober milk is what I'm sipping. King Marvel at written things. While I'm sitting at the bar at the Ixian with my girl, she's my Cody as we laugh. She's totally charged in the grony in a glass. I chat to her sweet as we crash for the week. She whispers, let's go back to the suite. I smack upon her booty from behind, cause now we're gonna go and make movies for the blind. Have you ever seen a bear with his wrist froze? I got no fear, like them shit clothes. The one man army, I'm rolling. With G.O.D. by my side, I'm golden. 6'2 with a gap in my grill. A rap for the kill, then I'm back for my meal. Man, I do in the most, you know, but don't fall for the okie doke, I'll kill ya.
Shout out Evil Ed and Kaiser, their brand new goodness there. You can cop that from Evil Ed's Bandcamp.
That was nice,
it's called Road to Rhodes.
That was nice, nice, nice. That was like triple nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Three verses from him on that as well. And it's Jay. Yo, I've just decided I'm getting him on.
Yo, Kaiser's got to come on, man.
I'm getting him on. But yo, just listen to that. I was like, why hasn't he come on?
We're live. We're live. Let me shout out all the heads in the. All right, we got 44 people in here, man. Big up Indo, Doug, CP, Clout, Ash, Sec, Go, Chaos, Qzop, all the heads. You know what I mean? We'll be shouting out all the people in the chat. Obviously, chime in. You know what I mean? You can see all your comments here flowing on the sides. Please excuse us if there's some technical difficulties or whatnot. You know, we're keeping it live, son. We're keeping it live.
Gremlins. Don't watch the Gremlins in the studio.
Yeah.
Episode 140, everybody. 140. That's 140 episodes that have dropped every goddamn week. And next, this Sunday, you know what it is?
Oh, yeah.
What is the date of that, actually?
It's the 20th of July. The next episode
20th of July
is the Arms House Graf Jam. All right. Sunday, 20th of July. It's going to be down in... Actually, you know what? I got a little handy...
Checking the weather now. I'm checking the blood clot thing now. It's 65%. Yeah. Raining. It's always wrong. It's always dog shit.
It's always dog shit, but also...
We don't want people who are coming from, you know, California and Sydney and shit when they land. Yeah. And it's raining. So we're going to do Under the Westway.
Can you see my screen?
Top secret location. Who, me? Yeah, I can see.
So that's Latimer Road Station there. You walk down the road.
Tiny as left.
Yeah, on your screen it'll be tiny, but hopefully people can see it. It's under the Westway roundabout. It's underneath it. It's here where the X is. If you're driving, park here on Latimer Road, and then you can walk down. And then if you're coming from the station, you come up from here, up here, take a left, and then walk down. It all should make sense when you're there. Just a quick one there, just to kind of show people.
Big up P Clout for saying your theme, dogging that fake Spanish rate with an almshouse sticker was Joe's, bro.
Yeah, on the Instagram.
I couldn't believe that rate, man. Just standing, just sitting there trying to be a rate. I was like, yo. And do you see above the rate? You see the reach above it?
Was it Dyer? No.
Dyer.
Yeah, Dyer.
I'm like, what's going on here? What the fuck is going on?
It's a different country, man. I mean, you know. And rate is
two of them together though. I was like, fucking hell, but I'm not having this.
Well, that's kind of the reason why we're doing it live this time is because over the weekend theme was out in Barcelona.
Thursday, bruv.
What were you doing out there?
In the Weatherspoons at 7:20, wearing Reebok Classics, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Barcelona, mate, do you know what I mean? And there was none of that bun tourist go home shit. I was waiting for that and then I would gun them in Spanish, but none of it. Zero of it. Bruv, it was absolutely banging.
I love Barca.
Like, I am well upset.
That you're back.
I am. No, not even that. Like, when I went to go try and live in Barca with Tim, who's been on the pod.
Yeah.
He went to live there. He's gone to live there. Bosh, I'm like going out there just to fucking stay with him like every week.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There was a reason for that, man. And I was like more into Paris and France and all of that shit, all French girlfriends, French snowboarding, French living there, French, all that shit. So I was like, bum Spain anyway, yeah. And then when I went there in like 2005, 2006, something hit me. You know, I've never been to a place where like 100% everything hits me. I obviously all holidays, you're, yeah, I've lived here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sick, man. We've been like smoking reefers on the beach, man. As if you would, bruv. It's dog going to live in Dominican Republic is fucking shit, bruv.
Mm.
But like Paris and all that, Marseille, Montpellier, yeah, decent, like decent, decent. And then obviously I've been to Spain before, and then I loved it and I fell in love with it. And I felt that's why I kept on going back. And then obviously, like life moved on. Rare. The only times I went back to Spain was with fucking ex.
Mm.
But that was always like Granada, Sevilla, Malaga, this place, that place, that place, Madrid. Like bare times I've been to Spain, like uncountable amount of times. But I didn't go Barca. And then when I went to Barca again, it was like, bruv, it is the best place, bruv. Like all of the Spanish cities, all of the Paris. France cities, all of that shit, they're all like old. Some of them are like gothic, mad tall buildings, thin cobbled streets, the old part of town, then the new part of town, which is built around the old part. Like every single from fucking Dubrovnik in Croatia to they're all the same. Yeah. Bro, Barcelona's got like one road going this one road this way, one road that way, six lanes, man's got on this side.
Yeah.
Six lanes. Bro, you're like in Miami.
Yeah, it's nuts.
There are people there, bruv, and there's burr space.
Mm.
Man, it feels like everything's new. Like all the 60-year-olds are like as trendy as dick. You know, all good looking and all that banging their wives.
Well, Barca is a trendy city.
Olive oil and shit. Skating. Graf was fucking... But yeah, the Barca itself, it feels like it was built like well new. Like there was someone with like a decent head. Like this, like, bruv, it's just... It's just ridiculous. It's just fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
No, it's incredible, man. The architecture, like you said, and the people, man. Loads of beautiful people. I saw one video you posted on Instagram of some French girl. Tell me you hooked up with her. She was
two French girls.
She was cute.
So we go to this bar. I'll send you the video because it's quite a joke.
Yeah.
We go to this bar, and it's like a bit like, you know, weirdy bar, like coffee... with vodka mixed with grass mixed with the maddest cocktails ever. But Skip Lee was there, and he's like a cocktail expert. He's like, that's the kind of industry that he's trying to work in. You know what I mean?
He's a bar manager, yeah.
And he's
you were saying on the Instagram, name this guy. What does he look like?
I took so many screenshots. Did you see his face? Did you see his face on that photo?
I wish I had that picture now. I would have put it up.
I got it. Send it to me a million times.
Send it to me, man, and I'll put it on the screen. But yeah,
like
anyway.
He said, we went there, and it was like the best shot, the best drinks he's ever had in his life.
Mm.
They're doing like mad drink. But anyway, you go to the door and they're like, stop. It's like, no one in there, bruv. They've got like Montana 94s. Everyone's tagged the wall and shit.
Yeah.
You like instantly bars. Know it's like down with a decent place.
Mm.
They had the different spray paints and that. Geezer, the owners from Venezuela, like all the other guys from Ecuador. It's like Latino cocktails. Like, it's mad, like a bit bougie though. And he's like, right, stay at the door. And so we stay at the door. And then he comes to the door. He's like, right, you can come in now. You're like, what was that? What was that bit?
Yeah.
And he says, you're sitting. And these two birds are sitting like on the bench, the first bench to us.
Yeah.
And he's like, goes up to him and goes, all right, love, you're moving up. And she's just like, what? And she like just gets moved up, like by his arm. He just moves them up. And then what? And I just said, like, what? We sit here. He's like, yeah. He's like, okay. So we just sit there. And they're a bit fuming because they've just been moved up. So we're just sitting there like, rah. You know, I mean, we don't even know where they're from, what language they speak or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember who started chatting to them. One of us started chatting to them.
Uh-huh.
And I told them to watch The Arms House. Okay. But
that's your chat up line now, yeah? Arms House? That's the last
one. It wasn't for me. Them birds weren't for me. That was like for Danny and Skip.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Try to get into that wesh, ça va toi? So some cans these nerve, voila. The ladies didn't come back. They didn't come back.
All right, okay.
Oh, but this fucking bitch, yeah? I'm wearing a Kobe Bryant shirt, a Kobe Bryant t-shirt, yeah?
Yeah.
And we've been sat down. Some fucking American broad. She's like, excuse me. No, they're all like being loud because it's her birthday.
Yeah.
So excuse me. And you're already, I'm fuming that someone's speaking to me in English in Barcelona. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like, oh God, they all know I'm fucking English. I'm like, yes. And why are you wearing that t-shirt? I'm like, sorry. And she's butters. Like, I don't know what she's trying to bring in. Yeah. And she's like, why are you wearing that t-shirt? It's my birthday. I'm like, I want to talk to you. Why are you wearing that t-shirt? And I'm like, it's Kobe Bryant. She's like, yeah, but how do you know who Kobe Bryant is?
Fucking bitch.
It's like one of the most American things anyone's ever said to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? What do you mean? He was like one of the biggest living athletes on earth, like exactly. 6 years ago. Like, what are you talking about? He's like a Lakers legend. He's like, yeah, look at my necklace. Look at my fucking necklace like this, yeah?
Mm.
Looking at the necklace, he's got a tiny, tiny, tiny LA like this.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, says LA. She goes, yeah. Yeah. Does that fit? You know they go to that? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, and I need to say, yeah, you saying yeah doesn't mean that I can't not know what Kobe Bryant is. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my days. I mean, what's the equivalent of that is you going to America to some like a bumfuck village out in like the middle America and you see someone wearing a
we're in Barca. If see someone wearing a David Beckham t-shirt and I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, a David Beckham t-shirt. Exactly. You wouldn't
How
be
do
like,
you know about David Beckham?
How dare you wear that? You know, bun the Yanks.
Very anyway. Dare you. And bro, I forgot so smashed that night, yeah. I'm sleeping in one of our brethren's kids' bedrooms, yeah. Dude's got a fucking one of those bunk beds with nothing underneath it, just toys and shit.
Yeah.
Like the width of it's like this. And it's not as long as my body either.
Yeah, a kid's bed, yeah.
And I have to go up like these fucking steps, like these tiny steps to get up there, come back so rocked, go outside for a zoot with Skip, yeah? And I'm like, bruv, I'm fucked. Go into the bedroom. It's like half three in the morning. I said, I'm not going up there. Yeah. I turned all the lights off, yeah? And just sat on the floor cross-legged, like going like, fucking hell. I've like been battered on like chupitos of like that limoncello shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cerveza, vinos, this thing called vino naranja, like orange wine. And then this place, this fucking cocktail bar afterwards, and then a fucking zoo with Skip, who's just like licking on the green because Barca, like, you know, they got cannabis clubs and shit.
They love their fucking weed out there.
Bro, they love their like cleanly grown pot and that. It's all like well nice and that.
I bet.
And we went, bruv, to a outdoor concert of different artists, yeah.
Okay.
And it started off all a bit like wacky wacky. Anyway, Ben Harper was gonna be there, bruv. Leon Bridges was gonna be there, yeah. Alanis Morissette and stuff. Cause I'm here to remind you, bruv, man's in the sun.
Okay.
But no, I didn't go. That was on Saturday. Friday, bruv. This geezer, Leon Bridges. Leon Bridges.
Yeah.
He's like the new fucking Otis Redding, bruv. He's like ridiculous, yeah?
Okay.
He starts playing this tune. He plays like the first note. Skip flies up straight away, like hand on his chest like this, like singing or like crying. Crying.
Okay. Mad emotional.
This concert, man, I'm telling you, was the greatest concert of all time. Not because of the art, but some of the artists like were ridiculous, yeah. But it's like a Roman, it looks like an outdoor, there's no roof, kind of amphitheater thing where there's like concrete steps going down, and in between that huge semicircle of concrete steps going up, there's like they've built like actual stairs in with handrails and shit. And
another venue in Barcelona.
To the left, there's like all the stage and shit, and then right in front of you is like the entire beach, and you can just see like they've done it so like the horizon of the end of the sea is hitting, like it's part of, you're like fucking rotty. It is rammed, yeah. It is a festival, it's like 2 or 3 days, rammed, yeah, and there's bear space. And then when you go to like get a beer or like imagine the bear different types of munch. We were all just saying, like, do you know how shit this would be if it was in England and how like the queue would be 50,000 miles to get a beer? How you would be like, oh, Maddie, you get the beers, yeah, but by 10, yeah? Yeah. And then I'll go in like half an hour, yeah? So we've just got that supply going, yeah? And you know what I mean? You can't go for a piercing like 18 years. Like, mate, it was banging.
Yeah, I bet.
Banging.
But did this you get guy, any tapas, Leon Bridges. Though? Did you get any tapas?
Bruv, yeah. Did man get tapas? Tapas. Every time someone said, no, your kid, is this different hamburger or do you want this? Or do you want? I'm like, tapas. Yeah, I can't stop eating tapas.
Yeah.
I can't stop eating tapas. Like, you get so fat from tapas.
Everyone in the chat, man, I want to see a salute emoji for King Tapas, man. He might even be in here right now, live with us. You never know.
I'm talking about munching tapas, bro.
I know you are.
But I know you know. I'm just saying, like, that bit of Spain, dos cervecitas, and they bring some tapas for free, and you're like,
yeah,
come on, girl,
that's the bomb.
Give us
baby.
A fucking kiss. Do you know what I mean? Ridiculous.
All right, theme, brother. Listen, I want to shout out everyone. We got 80 people watching right now. Big up everyone, man. See Whizzle.
Oi, bun every single one of you, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Big up King NN Tapas. Is in the house. Lester's in the house. Is Australia in the house? It's probably like 4 in the morning in Australia.
Oh, now back home.
Yeah, back
home. Is someone from back home?
Thumzo, big up, man. Big up Plant.
We're gonna bruv, get I've been at work from 8 till 6. Got the tube back, had a fight with the door. Do you know what this energy is? It's a poquito de marijuana.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I want to reach out. I want to reach out to the people in the chat right now.
I got to tell you about my new Latina. I got to drop
bars. No. Stop it. Big up Oisin. Big up Ash. Big up. Right, Ash P. Is there two Ashes in here?
S6, bro. Hosking. S6.
Listen, I need in the chat, give us a song to listen to and we'll vibe out to a tune and then we'll get into a listener question and then some graph critiques, you know what I mean? Because it's already winging by. We're almost 20 minutes in, man. So
how are you going to know if it's the tune we want to go for? What about you, bruv? Tell me what you've been doing.
Because then we can gun them. If the tune's shit, we can just gun them to their face.
It's going to be shit,
innit? What have I been up to?
Walk on.
I haven't been up too much, man. Just been chilling like Matt Dillon, man. Every Monday, man, on Tarbush Records, making beats on the MPC. No, I've not been up too much.
Hasn't it been banging weather here and that?
Yeah, it's been good. I've been going out. I've been looking after my niece. I've had a couple days work as well. I've been clearing up my room. I had some big fuck off cupboard, like it was like weighed a ton.
The brown one.
I hated it. I've always wanted
to get
rid of
it. It's the rankest cupboard of all time. Is that always your backdrop for the pod?
Yeah. I've finally ripped it out. Yeah, I've taken it out. I bought a bunch of new stuff from IKEA. It's arriving tomorrow. I'm going to spend the whole day putting it all together. I'm going to have all my NPCs in one place. I'm going to have it all linked up together. My speakers. I'm going to have a big TV up there. It's going to look slick. Next time we do a live, you're going to see it's going to look slick. But we've asked for people for tunes. Okay, Graf the best.
Skepta beef.
I wanted to bring that up, actually, Theme. I don't know if you've been in the loop. I'm not really been in the loop at all, but Skepta...
Man is the loop, bruv. Man is the loop.
Skepta's been talking about this whole UK MCs versus US MCs. If you put 10 UK MCs against 10 US MCs and everyone's getting involved in this whole fucking... in my opinion, dumb conversation, yeah? Because at the end of the day, like, I saw one thread where they had Chipmunk versus Nas, and, like, people were going, oh, yeah, that would be a good battle. I'm like, what? Shut up, man. It's just been making me laugh. I mean, like, I'm sorry. Like, you know me, I'm a 90s East Coast, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I love that.
There's so many different ways of looking at it, though, because, they don't have clash like us.
No, exactly.
If I said to an American, you're going to clash, they wouldn't even know. If I said you're going to have a battle, they'd be like, yo, they'd prepare the battle, they'd prepare the bars, they'd think about, you know what I mean, I've got to be on the top of my game for like some rebuttals in between on a little freestyle tip, but it'd be three like well-rehearsed fucking things. There would be no like clash. They've never had a sound clash. They've never had like a Jamaican dance-off sound clash. Like, they don't know what those things are. They don't do it.
Jamaican culture is pretty fucking big.
Trust me, it's different over there.
It is different. It is different, of course.
And also, they don't do it. Like, what New York festival is there when you're out there and they're doing that? Like, it doesn't exist. When you do a rave in England, or you do a clash in England, or pirate radio in England, or like you're coming up like only talking about how you batter everyone. There's no like storytelling Nas thing. Do you know what I mean? And because if you don't, you get jacked off the mic and told to do one and go home, bruv. You can't go pirate radio and shit like that and like spit some shit bars. Someone's brought you in. They'll never bring you in again. That's how it was like.
No, I disagree, Theme, man. There's a lot of shit bars being spat on a lot of shit.
No, I'm talking pirate, like MCs coming up. Yeah. Like the way those and the way his mates came up, Getz, Wiley, Chipmunk, those people were like, battling like that sort of grime, we only batter everyone lyrics for the whole time. And if you went on radio in grime and you said something shit, bruv, you would never come back.
I know.
Never come back as an MC.
I know, Theme, but still.
And I don't think they've got any of that clash. They don't have any of that. They have like the don't flop sort of clash.
I know. They have the URL. They have all that shit, the West Coast version of it. And like anything, 80% of it, 85% of it even, is shit. I don't care if it's UK, American, wherever it is. Most of the people doing it are going to be shit. Yeah, but then there's the elite.
Doing what?
Whether it's battle clashing, whether it's just MCing on the radio, whether it's doing songs, whether it's making albums. It's just a kind of rule. Like 80% of it is going to be whack. You know what I mean? Because
it's not. Not in London. Yeah. It's not in England.
Yeah.
It's not. What?
Yeah, it is.
What? Which one of them one is whack?
Okay, they're part of the elite. 10%, 15%. There's
all of them.
Who? You mentioned like
Kano, Wiley.
Yeah. There you go. Out of all the MCs in England.
Skepta, JME.
You know how many MCs
all of them.
There are in England, Dean?
Yeah, but they're not MCs, but we're talking about you wouldn't put them MCs in the clash against America. You don't know if they exist or not. It's only the people who are like actually publicly rapping.
Wiley, he did a post about this and he said, what are you lot talking about? He goes, there are rappers in New York who no one knows their name. They're probably even a crackhead sitting on a corner who can rap better than most of the UK MCs. Yeah, there are unknowns in America just floating around making.
But there's unknowns in England, unknowns in Brazil doing that. That's bullshit. Exactly. There's nothing to do. It's a battle versus UK MCs versus USA MCs. You're taking it on some deep random bollock. It's UK MC versus USA MC.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
UK
what it is.
Really stands a chance, to be honest.
Getz would body all of them, bruv. All of them. He wouldn't body like Busta Rhymes. Then we're starting to talk. Like when you're talking about microphone control, you need to start listening to these brothers, bruv. They are ridiculously talented MCs.
Yeah.
It's not dope, bruv. They're like every aspect of the thing, they've got it down. They've got it
every,
all down. Yeah, Getz, every single one, bruv. Every single goddamn one. just because he does the rap thing and the grime thing and the, but he can do, and they did all of that shit.
Okay, who would you put
microphone like
him?
Mastery and who control? I don't know who's going to body Getz. I don't know who's like Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes?
Yeah. Like someone that good.
All right.
Who else? What's his name? That the Skepta was dissing?
I don't know. Oh, fucking Joyner Lucas or something.
Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, someone like that. I don't know.
Yeah, man. He's a good lyricist, but you see what he released today.
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
It's nothing. Yeah. It's like no one gives a shit about it. No. But to be fair, Skepta was a bit whack the way he came with it. Like, I would have never come with it like that kind of. Who the fuck are you, bastard? Timbaland dastard. I mean, like, you want to body someone? Why don't you use that body then?
Yeah, Skepta said something like, "You rhyme like you went to Harvard or something like that." He did a lyric like that, and it's like, what?
Joyner Lucas, you bastard! Why you rap like you went to Harvard? You're like,
so how's that even
after
a diss?
All of the fucking Lord of the Mics hit, yeah? That's what we're coming up with. What are you doing, bruv?
That's what I'm saying, man. You know what I mean? I think the whole thing's dumb. Who would you put up against KRS-One? Nah, KRS is old, man. There's bare people that will batter KRS now. Back in the 90s, 80s, yeah, it was a different thing. But yeah, nowadays, you wouldn't even be part of the conversation, man. Unless you're talking about body of work, then you bring people like that. But...
Man. When I'm talking clash as well, I'm talking like massive, massive, like controlling the mic, controlling the entire rave.
You're talking as if the Americans didn't make this shit up in the first place. Dude.
They didn't make this shit up.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
They didn't make this shit up. They made hip-hop, like boom bap. They didn't make no grime. What are you talking about? They did not have anything to do with it.
We're talking about hip-hop, bruv.
We're talking about RMCs who we're putting against them.
Yeah,
we're not going to put like my man with his rucksack and his skateboard. We're not going to put them, man. We're going to put like heavyweight MCs who can stand a chance to win. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also a few people brought up the point that UK MCs are going to be felt more by UK heads. You know what I mean? Because they're going to talk about shit that we relate to, that we know, that Americans are going to hear and go, what the fuck are they talking about? That's you know? And that's a big problem as well. And the same
we can listen to any MC.
I mean, because we grew up on American shit.
And rare. We can listen to them. We can hear them. They can't even hear us.
Yeah, exactly. But, and there's a certain element of arrogance to it as well and stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't think UK really stands a chance in the grand scheme of things, man. And if it was like, let's say, a versus situation where they're going song for song, I mean, you know, it's a whole different story. Maybe we do that one because you seem pretty adamant the UK got it locked down. Yeah.
No, I didn't say locked down. Okay, I said I didn't say anything about any results. I said who's battering Getz.
All right, well,
that's what I said.
Maybe we do an episode.
Because he is a ridiculous, ridiculous MC.
Yeah.
On all types of different flex and cadence and all of that.
I can name five US rappers that would body Getz, man.
What? Careful what you say on air. Body Getz, in a rave?
In any
with
situation.
People watching?
Okay, not a rave, not a jungle rave.
You know what I'm saying, bro? No.
Okay, but I'm not talking about, hip-hop.
Will body bag you in a clash.
I'm talking about hip-hop.
But what does that mean? He's talking about clash. He's not talking about hip hop. He's talking about we're going to clash these USA MCs. That's the whole thing. There's no like other battle, no spray paint, no b-boying involved. He's talking about clash MCs. It's about time that the English MCs got their respect, is what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
I get that. And yeah.
He's not talking about no hip hop. He doesn't do hip hop. He's not associated with it.
Well, that's arguable.
He's not. What one hip hop tune has he ever done? Talking about Skepta, bruv.
True.
It doesn't know. Looking to rep hip hop.
Grime falls under the umbrella of hip hop for me, anyway. You know what I mean?
It comes from that, like people starting to rap on mics,
On breakbeats. Yeah.
But it doesn't come from any, it comes directly from jungle raves and clash.
Yeah, it's Lavra definitely Grove, heavily influenced.
Clash. Yeah. And then through jungle and garage, and then we're talking grime. And all of those things were London anyway. Properly originated from Nottingham and London.
And those clashes, like, for example, what's his name? DEE, incredible artist, incredible musician, incredible showman and entertainer, incredible. He comes on and goes, and everyone just fucking goes mental. You know what I mean?
Mental.
And like, if you did that to an American dude, they'd be like, "Who the fuck is this fucking Muppet?"
Yeah,
man?
But it's not that the dude. Shit. It's a clown. Like, people would go mental and then enjoy it that the Americans didn't
about
even understand
vibes
it
and shit. But you know what I mean? Like lyrically, fucking... if we're talking, you know, and shit like that. Anyway. You know what I mean? We're going to go round and round in fucking circles, man. Someone I saw, I think it was Ash, suggested we play this song. So let's just quickly play
I'm trying to read some of these comments now because I've been trying to, I've been shouting at you in the face about Killer P underrated.
This one, it was the Up Your Speed remix. Oh, no, I thought it had Skinny Man on it.
Do you know how many Americans I've battled, bruv? This guy's just here saying it. Skinny and Mudfam and that were battling Americans.
Yeah,
coming up as a rapper, you have to do all rap battles. There's bare Americans in our ones.
All right, let me know if you can hear this. All right, man.
Skip to try to class Eddie had it.
You guys made me mad.
Does it sound good? Theme sounds loud and nice.
Yeah, I can't tell if it sounds good yet.
It's oh, okay. Big up Bob Rossi, YouTube, P. Klaus, Hosking, Lady E-Tac, Bristol, up your speed, Manchester, up your speed, Milton Keynes, up your speed, London, Birmingham, up your speed, Nottingham, up your speed, please, don't kill
I'm reaching for my target, and I'm keeping to my target. But don't get in my way, because you'll end up being the target. Come on, tell
me. You see, like, theme, like, okay, this is an old tune from a while ago, but fuck it, hell, there's some shit.
Truth, you're feeling the sign up your speed if you want to keep up with me. I'm quick,
call me speed. No one's going to put him in front of anyone in UK.
But
bro,
there are people in UK who listen to this and go, yeah, man. I'm just saying.
Even though cameras flash, we're speeding through
the woods. Because I love the rush, like an addict on drugs that needs it to calm
her. So if you love the rush, like I love the rush, you better keep up with the fastest. Or you might lose a girl when I strip her, like I'm feeling bananas. Too many rappers try to bring it up in the room. Find it. Took the difficult to follow me. Got a phone call from the street that I know. She said, "Sway, come over, there's nobody home." At my speed, got to her house, only to find out there was nobody home. Sway and Pirelli were like running your Reggie, and I dominate the game like I'm Don Corleone. Decipher a lion, so sick of now, up your speed, ringtone on your phone. Yeah. We did it for the streets, man. Shit, but the benefits we did got us rich, man. Never shooting videos by the beach. Rocking my hat is shit, they can never reach me. London, up your speed. Derby, Leicester, up your speed. Essex, Leeds, up your speed. Liverpool, Ipswich, Wolverhampton, up your speed. Newcastle, Sheffield, up your speed.
Hey yo, yeah, yeah, man. I'm sure we'll have fun with sleep. Belt car, we're not the speeding. We drive
reach slow.
We holla all of the people. Hunger had the sexiest girls in the me vehicle. Leave you in at the dust and the time me up me speed. Cause I grips the roads in rain. Call me Pirelli, won't tie you on any terrain. You must be silly. We've already lost the race, so watch me win it. Switching gears and changing them lanes, and now I'm feeling
someone in the chat said Flirt a D versus D12. Who, come on, let us know in the chat who versus who. UK versus America. Let us know so we can have a little laugh, man.
That's what he's telling me, got the speed. I'm so confused. If I'm gonna cruise, gonna be with a chip that blows confused. Jumping over lots of EV to my beat. As I screech, everybody just screams in the seats. And the beats was keeping the beast in the street. And the speech more hotter than the thief on the beach. Catch my breath.
Yeah, channel
you
then.
So I get some drift. Do you get my drift? We're on our way to the top. If you wanna catch up, you can get the lift. Damn, how the hell would I top that? Cause those 6 miles were enormous. Hold on, wait.
Not too late, mix. Then you're gonna get left in a zone. Oh, who was looking for a 16 bars on a rap on a track?
Shabba versus Busta Rhymes. Oh my days.
So I said to him, "Seen, why didn't you explain that to me on the phone?" Then he gave me a conk on the head, but not with a fist, with a microphone. He said, "Skinny man, I'm Mr. Sway the Sappho, and you should have already known. If you don't up your speed, like, then you're gonna get left in a zone." I said, "What am I gonna do if most of the man that I know don't understand me? And every time I try to up my speed, Babylon try ban me. So now I'm on my BMX, like I'm flipping Doolally. I'm zipping it over the hills and the gullies, passing through those valleys. I'm dusting it down those high streets, past those buses, through those alleys. I don't got no brakes, so really, only the Lord knows how I manage. I've crashed into those bounces that sways demo after party singing, please don't kill anybody.
It's a new sequel without Keanu Reeves. Bun that last guy, man. What someone wrote here, what did they write? Someone versus 50 Cent. Kano versus 50 Cent. Like, what? Devil Man versus Tyler the
Ocean
Creator.
Wisdom, Busta Rhymes.
Ocean Wisdom.
Kano,
like,
versus 50
They're not even near the same level, man. It's like, Chester P versus Blind Fury. That, Sarah, I would like to see. That would be a sick one. You remember Blind Fury theme?
Yeah.
That battle rapper, man, battle MC, the blind guy.
I do remember him.
He was ill, man. Man, it's crazy. And the thing is,
RMCs, I'll tell you this for absolute 100% fact, yeah?
Yeah.
No one can tell me nothing. RMCs are a lot more versatile. Like 1 billion percent.
I agree.
1 billion percent.
I agree.
You bun any rhythm on anything, you want an English MC.
Someone wrote
you
in the chat.
You want to be like, yo, man, what's up? Okay, you get an American MC.
Someone on the chat said New York rappers and New York heads only listen to New York music. Well, that was more true.
Yeah,
back
some
in
of
the
them
day.
Don't even do that. Or what? He ain't from Harlem? Like, yeah. Fuck that guy. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
He's from Brooklyn.
They're in Queens.
I don't listen to that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. So they're very narrow-minded, but they're very good at that one fucking thing. You know what I mean? That became world-renowned during the 90s and 2000s and shit. So, you know what I mean? But, yeah.
But that music like that doesn't really... It kind of only exists now. It doesn't really do... People are trying to push boundaries now.
Well, they're
trying to make that kind... And interesting people... are doing, like, rappers are not doing that. They're, like, doing crazy shit, you know? And I think that's really, really good.
Yeah, but...
And they should keep doing that.
It's cool.
Finding new sounds and stuff.
It's always good, of course. It's never good to remain stagnant, you know what I mean? But there will always be artists who make a particular style of hip-hop because that's what we love them for. They might veer a little bit. They might do a bit of singing, or they might get a woman to sing on the chorus, which they don't usually do, or they might, you know, they might... venture a little bit out of the lines, but they do the stuff that people their audience likes to hear, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that there's people like that doing that. Talib Kweli,
I think they do that because that's all they can do. If you've got an audience and you change something up and it's sick, your audience will be like, yo, that's sick.
There's creative people. Now, there's creative people at the end of the day. And I think most of the top MCs are creative people. And anyone creative, if you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you're going to get bored of doing it. And you're going to do an album that's going to go left field and people are going to complain and go, you're a cunt. Why do you do that? And then they're going to push it. And then some go back and some don't. But someone in the chat wrote, is it gone? Shit, it went. Capo versus, who was it? It was a good one, man. I fucking forgot it now, man. Loki versus Netanyahu.
Jar Digger is a heavy MC.
Yeah.
Heavy MC. I'm going to get him on the pod, man.
Oh, who would you put M dot against, MC. Man? M dot against the M dot R against the.
Who's that white guy who chats in Jamaican?
The pussy turned red.
Jamaican accent.
Yeah, the pussy turned red.
But he's from like Hampshire or something, no? He's from like.
Yeah, I'm making a joke, Dean. All right, let's go.
But he is.
Yeah, I think he's from Cambridge or Hampshire.
He's the first person ever to be allowed to do it.
He's not allowed to do
it. He's like legit got a pass. He's like, yeah, he's like, now this is his thing. He's like making a living off it.
Have you heard of that guy, Drewski theme, this big fat American guy who does like online shit? He's got this thing called Coulda Been Records, and there's this new thing dropping on YouTube, and M Dot is on it. It's, I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, let's get into this listener question.
Oh, shit.
Hopefully it plays.
Hola, hermanos, Amber and Theme. Hope you guys are doing good. Big up, AHC. Right, so here's my question. Although we do not condone illegal activity here on AHC, my question would be, what if you had like a young nephew, hypothetically, who was like 13 years old, right? And you knew that he was out bombing every night. Now, in your experience, what would be the top three things that you would tell him to watch out for his own safety? So would it be stuff like electrified track lines? Would it be like heights? What is the three things that you would like give him insight into so that he comes home safe every night? Yeah? Enough respect, AHC crew. Shablish.
Big up. Thank you for sending that in. People, please keep sending in your voice note questions to the email or to the DMs on the Instagram. All the links are below. So you heard that question, right? If you had a young nephew.
Grass him up to his mum.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would try my best to convince him not to do it. At first, I'd be like, don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, but if he's out there every night fucking just doing it anyway, and you had to give him some advice, three bits of advice.
Don't think that you will always hear trains.
Yeah.
Just don't think that. Don't think that electricity will always come down the rail making that sound. Don't think that you'll hear it because it's big and it's moving fast and it'll bring loads of wind. Don't think you'll hear it because you've looked out there like about a minute ago, 30 seconds ago, and it wasn't there. Don't think that. Always think you're going to get hit by a train. Mm. Always, always think that.
Yeah.
And then you have to be on in that kind of mode if you want to stay alive, especially if you're 13. Like, because you haven't got like the, you know, it's still dangerous, but you get like a lot of the ins and outs by the time you're like 26. If you've done it third, like anything you've done for 10 years. The second thing I would say is I beg you, don't go yard or even track sides or anything like that smoked up or drink up. Like,
that's what never, I was
going to
say.
Yeah. Never.
That's
never,
what I was going to say. Never. Yeah.
And if your brethren do that, let them do it, bruv. Let them do it, bruv. Just don't do it, bruv.
Yeah. Well, I'm with B-Boy Abdul. He said that same thing when I mentioned it to him earlier about one of the questions. He said, yeah, don't drink and do drugs while you're out on a mission, man. You know, have a clear head, keep your wits about you. Fuck what your mates do. You do that. And also to scope places out before. Don't, you know, just check for cameras. Don't just go willy nilly and do brash, dumb shit that you usually do when you're a kid. You know what I mean? Well, someone said in the chat, the most dangerous thing to a writer is their mouth. Don't tell anyone what you did. That's another fucking thing. Yes.
Don't shit on your own doorstep.
Don't start a podcast and start fucking just broadcasting everything out to everyone.
Don't get reaches all around your house, all around your high street, all around the side alleyways next to the station. Don't do that, bruv. Just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Never, never, never really do that around the manors that you live. Never.
The manor, exactly. And really? I would tell him, if he's 13, I would tell him, take it easy. Don't try and do crazy shit right now. You've got your whole life ahead of you. You know what I mean? Okay, now is a good time when you're young, obviously, because then, you know, you can get away with a lot more and stuff like that. But I would tell him, you're 13, you know, slow down. You know what I mean? Like pace yourself, man. You know what I mean? Like,
Don't get caught.
Yeah.
You have to act in a way that you won't get caught. Because if you get caught at 13, you probably quit. Then, you know, if you get caught at 13 and don't quit and get caught another two times, you'll probably go young offenders. So don't get caught. Like Maddie was saying about the cameras and shit, and I was saying about the don't shit on your own doorstep. Put those things together and know where cameras are, know which way is the best way out of a station, know where the blind spots are on platforms, know where, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which camera is fake? Not like no. Learn. You got so much stuff to learn. Some of the cameras are complete fakes. Some of them, like, you know, don't work. Some of, you know what I mean. Some of them don't look like cameras, and it's not actually that camera that will get you, but it's actually the restaurant one on the other side. Those little black round ones, like all of that shit. Wear like dark clothing. Don't show your face. Don't, you know what I mean? Like, just all that kind of shit is actually true. Yeah. What you're trying to do is avoid the police being able to make a case about you. It's not about getting nicked or the shopkeeper seeing you. It doesn't matter. They're not going to nick you for one reach because they'll just fail. They'll build a case against you. So you've got to think about, does my reach recognize this? You know, do they recognize me? Do they know what this is? Have they built a file? Are they seeing all that kind of shit? Trust your gut feeling, like someone just said.
All good stuff. Yeah, trust your gut feeling, but also do the fucking homework as well. Like, don't just rely on your gut. Like, you know, do some bit of research. Like, you know what I mean? Recce's and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you go to do some graph and it doesn't feel right for whatever reason, don't do it. 100% don't do it. And then look around in like 5 minutes. Something would have changed. All that gut feeling there when it's like, the train, whatever, it's there in front of me. I'm thinking, brah, I've got here. I made it. It's all blessed. And then someone will say to me, we're not doing it. I'll be like, what? What do you mean? But every single time, not every single time, but like loads of times, that feeling was like, brah, look at them all turning up now and putting the lights on. And then you're like, later, we would have been in the middle of that shit.
Yeah. But that comes from, a lot of that is from experience as well. You know
experience,
what I mean?
Isn't it?
What did Ash said? Ash said there's a proper trend at the moment, apparently, of like younger lot being really bait. Like it's a trend to go in the middle of a high street and do a fat blam in front of everyone, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I guess I would say again, I'd tell my nephew, I would say have a strong personality. Don't bow to peer pressure from your mates egging you to do some dumb shit. Don't fucking do it. You know what I mean? You've got nothing to prove to no one, etc., etc. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Next question. Let's go.
That was a top question, to be fair. Thanks for sending that in, big man.
Yes, Amber and Theme. Hope you two are doing well.
All right.
Hope everyone listening to the podcast is doing well too. My question is, in West and Northwest London, what is your favorite part of the lines that go through Northwest and West London? So like Central, Piccadilly, Bakerloo, Jubilee. What else is there?
District.
Hammersmith the City, baby. District. That's what I'm saying.
Like, what part of the line do you like for each one of those? So, like between which two stations, for example, you get me? Like between Northolt and Greenford. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you. So, yeah, which part of the line? Which
the favorite part of the line, and what line?
I'm not going to go through all of them, and because I can't remember, my fucking memory is shit. I mainly catch the Central and District line. You know what I mean? Bit of the Piccadilly here and there. You know, growing up, it was different from now, but I would say close to my heart are the bits near, with the bits that I used to catch all the time. You know what I mean? The District line from, you know, between Ealing and Turnham Green, you know what I mean? There were some nice spots along the way. Between Hanger Lane and North Acton, there was the Funky Five and the Cashel. There was always new stuff on there. Always looked fucking cool. The other day when we did that episode on the Bakerloo line, and we caught, what was the station we were hanging out at where we did most of the episode?
Stonebridge Park, no?
Was it Stonebridge Park?
Greens Park. It was one of them.
One of them, anyway. And there was that stretch of track where there was that long ass wall on the right. I think there was that long 10-foot and form and fume thing on there a while ago. But there's always cool shit along there and lots of old classic stuff on there.
Oh, the big, okay, top to bottom in black.
No, but then there's the Paddington spot as well, you know, coming into Paddington from West London, going in, there's that big stretch of wall along there, which has always been classic. And the other side, obviously, where the huge fume was back in the day. I know there's another one now, but I guess those for me, man, you know, just bring back memories and stuff like that.
Damn.
Anything sticks out to you, Theme? I guess Gunners.
Yeah, bruv. Ban all your bits, your Ealing bits, bruv. That was West Central. Like, I'm talking
Labra Grove, of course.
Barons Labra Court, Grove. West Ken, Hammersmith Ledge, all day. Barons Court. So from when you pull out of Hammersmith and there was the rate teach on the coming at the station, and then you went into the onto the ledges on both sides.
Yeah.
On both sides. So one side's the British Transport Police. And there was that old school, I can't remember what it said, cruel or something, or criminal or something, the wicked letters. And then all the saris and the trains and like the all the Paris visitors that came, obviously the DDS slot, but like it was bad. And then between Westbourne Park and Ladbroke Grove on the Hammersmith City. So like when you go past and you go past the yard there as well, all basically kind of Latimer Road to like Paddington, but all of them. All of them, rooftops, like Ladbroke Grove. Shit. You know where they've put like that fence? And you, so those pieces, like those fume pieces from like 94 have been like protected. And everyone's got pieces on there. Force and that have got pieces there. Like old school writers have got pieces. And there's like the wire fence that's gone under. They just fuck it and gone on top. It's like on the raised Hampton City section. And like sometimes you see like under the arch, you see one of the streets underneath. Sick, bro. Sick. The corner, the west corner of G, so you get the triangle of G, and any side of G, so the circle and the district, any of those, because those were always, and you know those people had done the dubs there, you were like, oh shit, like they've blatantly just come out. Yard or on the way to yard or whatever, or that they lived there, you know what I mean, because it's like their yard. That was sick. And then
like a dog weeing on it, you know what I mean? Like, that's my yard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's our yard. And then Turnham Green, the tunnels. So you know where the tunnels goes, the Piccadilly line goes above, and you're on the district side.
Yeah,
and all the tunnels that go through there, all of them. Like,
and that line from Turnham Green going to Richmond, all the GFS, all the FDC lot, all the that bit was
Mullen. That's the district line.
The district, but going off to Richmond, but then also this part of the central line as well, going out west, you had all the old CD boys. BAP had a whole bunch of stuff on there. You know what I mean? The VFL lot, the PFL.
I didn't care. Like, it had to be like White City.
Mm. That was too far
west. Past Hanger Lane, you're like,
yeah, there's not
much. When I went to Heathrow, Fume and Bass in here have done one of, like, they've cut bushes away. Them lot have hit it already. Like, pieces on there. And that is at like Hatton, not Hatton Gardens, but like Hatton, what's it called? The one like before Heathrow Terminal 2 or so, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm always thinking Hatton Garden. It's like round there, bruv.
Yeah.
I'm thinking these lot are so trying to be all city. Like, listen, when you come into the city, yeah, from Heathrow Channel Terminal 5, bosh, that few bass flash. So I'm like, fucking hell. Banging. But no, yeah, that bit, the Turnham Green tunnels, Barons Court, West Ken, Earl's Court as well, where, because you'd pull into the station and there would be like the Pies Dub above there. Oh, yeah. And you know when you come past South Ken? So you go past G and you go to like South Ken, and they still have those workers' huts there. And I can't even see you. I'm on some different shit. And the map that they've got those huts there, and the windows have got like the metal frames on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been battered so many times. And they had those huts there, and it was always like a nice couple of dubs with dirty outlines on there. And there is now. Now there's Bass and 10 Foot, I think. Maybe even Cough and Pies actually as well. And there's, before it was like the usuals, you know what I mean? Like, Batiche had a wicked dub in a blue outline on there, bruv. Like,
yeah.
Wicked on them workers' huts. Those are my spots.
I'm trying to think on the Piccadilly line, where was the best spots back in the day?
Acton Town.
Yeah, Acton.
Then Wars there with the Mean Dub, and you know what I mean? The Asia back in the day, Piccadilly line go through there. Also, Barons Court, West Ken.
Yeah.
You see, like, where Zonk and Reefer and that have done, where the past Hammersmith and West Ken, the Piccadilly line starts going down, just as when the pit goes underground.
Yeah.
Them lot have done those tunnels alongside there.
Is it?
Exactly where Yanni said, when you paint those tunnels, they've got those arches like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get the arch when the
and
train
you stand
goes
in
by.
There. Yeah.
But because it goes, boom, it tries to like suck you out.
Yeah.
Fuck that, bro.
Tries to suck you off, man. Yeah, man.
Tries to suck you off. Son.
Alec, we got Matthew Turner in the house. He was on the trains like that, trying to take pictures, taking flicks from the train.
He
brother.
Is a sick writer. People need to understand how sick this brother is.
Shout out, man. Big up Deblo in the chat. Lady E-Tac putting in work. Big up, big up, big up. All right, one last graph question, then we'll get into the graph critiques. All right, let's go.
Oh, all right, boys. Yeah, I was just wondering, at the graph jam, if I turn up wearing Skechers and I'm really toy, will I get beaten up and have my paint taken?
All right, so that's...
Sounds like Don messing about.
I don't know who that is, man, but big them up for sending that in. The Graph Jam is this Sunday. Everyone is welcome. You will be welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
As long as you're not a dickhead and you're not a cunt.
You will get jacked, though.
But... I mean, we'll decide. No. I think...
Spo's coming is going to jack everyone.
Everyone's getting jacked. No. So
everyone's getting jacked.
No. Look, at the end of the day, I'm not going to have bouncers there and shit. I can't secure that. It's not like there's like ticketed event. Anyone can come, you know what I mean? But we're going to have some big heads there. So, you know what I mean? They're going to act as security. You know what I'm saying? BAP's going to be there as well. So anyone fuck around, you know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding.
BAP's BAP, you're in your face.
There's going to be a bunch of us there. It's going to be good vibes. It's going to be fun. So come down, but bring good vibes. You know what I mean?
Who's got the better legs, Sophie or Met?
Who?
Is Soph that girl that you've been putting up on the dancing and saying everyone's going, this girl's coming to the
oh, that
dance
girl.
Jam.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Where'd you get that bird?
She went viral. She just goes around doing that silly little dance. I thought it was funny, so I put it on the thing. That's short. I think she's a Latina as well. I think so.
Es una Latina.
If you will get in.
Nah, eso no se vale. No me diga ninguna mentira.
I just want to say as well, my plan for Sunday. No. I've bought a bunch of paint. I'm gonna grab a bunch of emulsion, yellow emulsion. I'm gonna paint the whole wall yellow. Yeah, and at the front, I'm going to do the front of a yellow BR. So we're all going to paint the wall, and it's basically we're all going to paint a big ass yellow BR on the wall. That's the plan. Whether I can pull it off or not, I don't know. But so the background's going to be yellow. I'm just giving people a heads up. If you're bringing colors
yellow
and stuff,
background.
Keep that in mind, okay?
Come and paint a massive yellow BR.
Exactly. All right. Let's see. Let's do some graph critiques and then get the fuck out of here. How am I going
to? We're going to get Met on soon, to be fair.
Well, Met's Bobby. Coming on Sunday. I think he's going to be
he
there.
He is coming on Sunday, yeah.
So maybe we'll catch a little interview with him as well when we're there.
He's
we'll see.
My who's about. Older brother.
We'll see the vibes, man. All right. So, Theme, I can't see what your screen, but I can just let me know if you can see everything.
You've opened
up.
A folder. Yeah. You are selecting a subfolder.
Someone sent this in. They did this on an old envelope. Can you read it?
A couple of knobs. They're basically calling us a couple of knobs.
It's like AHC, but made out of penises. Yeah. Cheers. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Someone sent this in. This guy, he listens to the pod. He sent this in, and I was like, what is that?
Yeah. Where is that? It looks nice.
It looks like it's in a really cool spot. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Theme, can you tell what it is? He told me what it was.
Is it like an RDA? Or R? No.
I can't see the chat, so Theme, you can see the chat. But now, it's basically... it's the letter H. It's one letter. It's a letter H. Done in like some mad abstract style. He said as yes in, he said critique this. I'm like, what are we going to critique on that?
It's in capital H
apparently. I couldn't see it even when he told me. I'm guessing this is one side, that's the other side, and a line through the middle, but he's added all this.
But it doesn't look like he's done it in one go. It looks like,
yeah, I mean, it's skillfully done. It looks, it's executed well, but I can't see.
Oh, no, it is executed well. Yeah. No, I didn't see that shit.
It looks like so a big paintbrush. Changed. Like, you know, he did it like in a like really quickly with the paintbrush. But obviously, when you zoom in a bit more, it's obviously not done like that. Like the guy went in on it. You know what I mean? To make it look like that. But
I'm interested to see where the fuck he did that, man. I want to live there. Where looks, you live, brother?
Yeah, it looks like a cool spot, man.
It's a spot.
Ah. Someone did an Amber and Theme sketch. Let's critique this motherfucker right here.
Do like an Amber and Theme sketch.
Yeah. What do you think of this? Oh, shit. Hold on.
Oh, he deleted it. You sent it in and he fucking hated it that much. No, must have deleted it.
I got it here. Theme, describe it for the people listening. And oh, for fuck's
sake. You keep closing that shit.
I know. I keep
trying to make it
bigger.
You don't have to use your fucking Apple.
It's just not, well, there we
it's
go.
It's a Macintosh, not right. An IBM.
Theme, what do you think of these letters? The Phil Downrock.
I tell 3D. You what would be really useful, yeah, is if you could make it a bit smaller. That would be like an absolute blinding help.
Like that?
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, it's no, even better now. Now I just have to look at it like this.
You know, you can put full screen. You can press the button in the bottom right hand corner and it makes it full screen.
I've got full screen.
Oh.
Yours is like a box in the middle with the chat on the right, and then this thing's a box within a box within a box.
All right, there might be a way for me to change it, actually. Hold on. Like...
Well, oh, no, I can't even see it. For Christ's sake! It's just about to critique
it. What about this? What, you can't see? What about that? Is that better or no? Same.
No, it's exactly the same.
Okay, well, here we go.
Well, it looks jolly nice, coloured in with crayon, blue theme. One would have to say dub because it doesn't quite have many colours in it, with a drop-down shadow, a brown bubbly border with a few little yellow bubbles in it too. Mm. And the theme reached top left in a A4 Robert Dias Day Date Diary.
Diary, yeah.
Then there's an amber underneath, which is worse than the theme.
The theme is better. It's always the case, isn't it?
The theme is a lot better. Because this geezer knows what side his bread was buttered, mate. Do you know what I mean?
There's beers in there, by the way. Oh, you're good. Yeah.
Dios mio.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the amber at all. The M is kind of all right, but... And the last A is cool. I don't like how the middle of the first A links into the M. I don't like how...
It's like an S. Yeah.
I don't like how the Timber. B's leaning back here. It looks a bit shitty. The spiky bits at the top works better with the theme, but with the amber, it's a bit meow. The 3D looks cool, but the background, yeah, it's mad sketchy. Obviously, you know, he did it
quick. The theme looks a bit Gotham City.
Yeah, a bit Gotham.
Gotham City.
Bit metal, kind of metal styles.
Bit Iron Maiden, Gotham City, you know. So.
Yeah. All right, next one.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit. I should have worked out what this fucking says before I played, before I showed
here
it.
Go. Here we go. We don't even know what it says, bruv.
I don't even know what it says.
Looks like AI done it in the first place, bruv.
Nah, it looks cool. I kind of like that.
Bruv.
Fuck, I remember who this guy is, but I cannot. Okay, I'm sorry, man.
He writes robotic.
I think that's an E there. Fucking hell. Oh, I'm not even going to attempt, but I think it looks really fucking cool. I like the lightning bits going along the bottom.
And no, bun every single part of that and keep it in Leek Street, bruv.
Yeah, it is in Leek Street.
Absolutely fantastic.
All right, here we go. Poof. With the Bodhi carry. This is the last one thing. Last one.
Look at Poofed the Bodhi. Up. Look at the Bodhi.
Looks like it's on a, yeah, it's on a track side. There's a Bodhi. The Bodhi, look, I don't know. The Bodhi fucked it royally. I can tell it's a Bodhi, though. It's that fucking pose that everyone fucking does. His little pink wheelie there just behind the little fucking bar there. And a
Poof. You really do hate that pose. You hate that pose.
It's just, come on, man. You know what I mean?
And then, he's doing it track side, though, to be fair to
yeah. him. Cool.
And do you know what's happened? He was doing the face and then he's fucked up because I reckon that panel, that door, he's like, oh, fuck, how much does the mouth come out?
Yeah,
the nose and mouth come out.
He tried to squeeze it in there. But it was always going to come over. But yeah, I think he, it's mad wonky. I mean, it's, okay, I've seen worse, but fucking hell, it's pretty bad. Koof Dub. I think we've done one of his from before. K-U-F-E. Down Rock 3D once again. Chrome with the yellow, kind of yellow inline going into white and then going back into yellow. Purples and yellow fades in the 3D, quite messily done. The 3D isn't, I mean, you know, it's halfway decently done. It's still messy as fuck. The blue and a light blue one time kind of border around the outside. There's parts of it I think look cool, but there are parts of it that just look a bit off and a bit weird to me, to be honest. The best letter is probably the K, even though this bit here, I'm not really feeling this bit that comes across there.
What's long, green, and smells like bacon?
Kermit's finger. Yeah, I know that joke. That's a classic one. Is that putting in work in the chat?
Yeah,
he loves it.
He loves it, that squeezer.
Yeah,
he loves it.
But that's a classic joke. Look, he missed the line here for the 3D. There should be a line going down there. You know what I mean? I'm pointing out one down there as well. There should be one. Again, it's trackside, so we give a little bit of leeway, but it's too much.
Yeah, we give a lot of love as well. I much prefer to see this just from where it is.
Yeah, but
the stones on the floor and the tracks behind it and the brown buffed building.
I mean, but now if we walked up to this wall and like we were like going to paint, I'd slap bang over chrome snatch that motherfucker. Sorry, Koof. No, I'm just kidding. But still,
the tracks. Now you've just zoomed out. Those tracks have kind of just ruined it for me.
They're bumpkin tracks, man. Come on, man.
They're still doing it, going out on his J's, doing that.
And he's doing characters next to it. I mean, the dude, like, he's doing his thing, you know? So.
Koof is the truth.
But if I had those colors, I would have done something completely different. I would have done something completely different with it. Just simplify. Yeah, chrome inside, black outline. Just fill in purple 3D. maybe put some yellow lines in it there, a couple of bubbles with, you know what I mean, blue one time. You know, like subtle differences, but I would have done it a lot different. None of this yellow shit going through the inside. Like, it's just pointless, man.
They were all yellow. Your outline was so tall.
All right, theme, last one, man. What do you think about this? It says VEK. V-E-K. Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, look at this V going. And
I mean.
A little bit there going. Wow. Go on, theme. First thoughts of that.
I mean, I'm having a Frankenpat, aren't I? I'm having a Frankenpat. I'm trying to absorb it. It's I would say it's big.
Mm.
It's big and it's V-E-K, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It looks big.
I mean, it looks fucking big. It looks like the geezer could do graph. I just don't know why they do it like that. I just don't know why you do it like that.
It's a bit messy with the green fades, but green and pink and purple, they're nice colors to go with a black background.
Yeah, but you can never not think about the Joker. That's my problem.
Or Incredible Hulk a little bit.
If it's Halloween, yeah.
Because of the big size of it, like, you know, and like, you know, this kind of reminds me more of the Hulk than the Joker, but yeah. Nah, I'm not feeling the letters.
As long as you know that Getz would body bag all of your mates, yeah?
All right,
that's
cool.
The only thing that counts, bro. Do you know what I mean?
No doubt. All right, how do I stop sharing the fucking screen?
Did I just see a cons? Can't write Vec, bruv. R.I.P. Veco, bruv.
Oh, yeah, Veco. Yeah, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Dyer. Rest in peace, all the people we've mentioned.
It goes out to that 13-year-old. Think about all the people who are dead.
Rest in peace to Patchouli as well, man.
Fucking hell. My Alec, Bill and Ted are 12 in February.
Oh, shit. Is it?
Imagine them two little rugrats doing fucking graph. I would slap the shit out of you, bruv. There's no, I'll just let you know, like, I'm talking to my utes right now, but if you try and do that, I will batter you, bruv.
I will batter you, bruv.
100%. Just come around in front of your mum. I'll come around to your mum's house. Mum will come around to your mum's yard, yeah, and bring arms, bruv.
Theme, what's this guy's name?
Oh, mate.
Theo. Someone said Theo. Someone said...
Stuart. Colin. Yeah. Colin. Look, Colin came up a lot. You know what I mean?
Shout out Nick, man. Salute.
I can't believe I'm going to tell him he's on the old podcast. But look at him. Did you see that face? Fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Hold on. I just want to show one thing. B-Boy Abdul wanted me to show this, but I have to rotate it. There we go. I just want to shout out Patchouli. She passed away not too long ago. A friend of ours, man.
That's nice.
I want to salute, man. All right.
What do you mean? R.I.P. Did she do that?
No, this is B-Boy Abdel did this one, man.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because it was recent. You know, it just happened. So
really?
Yeah. She was a lovely lady. Man. Lived out in Dubai. DJ, you know what I mean? Low head, fucking really cool
person. It's happening so much, man. The older we get, it's just like...
It's nuts, brother. It's nuts. It's
constant reminders
of
God damn. You know, trying to enjoy life a lot more.
Enjoy it while we're here.
Getting into the age where, like, I'm starting to not mind going to work so much because I'm just not letting people.
Don't let people fuck
bring me down that much.
Yeah, don't.
If you, it's just like fucking hell. All you got to do is go traveling with your utes. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
This geezer who was working in a car tire sales place. Yeah, I don't know how I got onto like my Instagram showing me loads of sailing shit. I don't even like know what it is.
Yeah.
But this one guy is like, oh, I'm going to quit my job. I can't live this rat race anymore. Da, 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 da. And I'm going to sail from this place. I'm guessing it's on the coast of America. I can't remember what he said. Yeah. To Hawaii.
I saw it. Yeah, you shared one of the videos with me.
And he got like 2 million followers in like...
But it became a bit of a trend. There's one guy in England. He said, I'm walking. This is day one of walking to Vietnam. And now he's in like in the middle of India somewhere, like trying to make his way down. Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen those like day, a bunch of people. Waking up like day 562 in Turkey amongst some puddles. You know,
Yeah, and there's a guy cycling. I think he's a guy cycling to India. There's a dude, like sailing to... Yeah, so this guy, like he's literally on his surfboard standing up and his boat is over there. He's got his camera and he's just going around and there's nothing for miles and miles, and he's just there. It must be such a mad feeling to be there in the middle of the
ocean. He's on the ocean on a surfboard.
Yeah, like, you know those stand-up surfboards where you can have a little but you're standing on it, and he's in the middle of the fucking ocean. His boat is just there, like, you know, floating in the boat is floating in the background, but there's nothing else for miles around. And that feeling, especially, like, it's different when you're on land.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, it's different when you're on, even if you're in the middle of a desert, it would still feel freaky, but in the middle of the ocean, like, you know, and just, like, looking around, nothing to refract off the sound, you know, from your voice. It just must be the weirdest fucking feeling, man, but really cool feeling, you know. I bet.
Oh, mate, I would love to do shit like that. That's, if I could go back, I would tell myself to be doing shit like that before I had kids.
It's not too late.
I did do a lot of shit like that. It is too late. I gotta wait. Well, not too late, I gotta wait though.
You gotta wait, yeah,
you know, another like 13 years before I can go and live in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Watch me, I'll be gone in seconds. I'll be out of this country as soon as I can go. I felt like that for like 8 years.
Well, we'll be sad to see you go, man, but I get it.
We can still do Arms House, but I will be gazong.
What, in 13
Imagine coming
years.
Back to London for a weekend. Be banging.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm out of this. I speak to my friends who used to live here, but like properly used to live here, went to school here. Da, 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 and I said, like, what do you feel like when you come out to London? And they're like, mate, like, just no. Like, no. Like, no. You know? No, so glad I don't live there anymore.
You see how much
number of weekend fucked by the time I leave. And everything's fucked.
And they can see how expensive it is here and how much we're getting screwed over. You know, when you go live in a smaller place,
big time,
still cool. But
just need one of those employers that does remote working, and then you're away. You know what I mean?
Then you're rolling. All right, theme. Let's call it a night, there, brother. I want to shout
your mom calls it a night, bro.
Yeah. Big up everyone in the chat, man, like Jay Gain, Moxatron, Qzop. You know what, Qzop, I agree. I don't have great sea legs, man. So yeah, being caught out in the ocean like that would be terrifying for me, to be honest, yeah. but we're going to go out on this tune theme. There's a chap called Rago Rifa, an MC here. He listens to the pod.
Just ruined his career by calling him a chap. So yeah, sorry chap. About that. That's the end of his entire career.
What's up, Rago Reaper? Thank you. He sent us in his new song. It just came out. Hopefully he watches this and he can leave a comment below with a link to where people can go check it out. It's called Graphaholics. And he said he bigged us up on the tune. So I haven't heard it yet. So we can give it a listen. I think the shout out is right at the end, so I might skip it to the end, but let's see.
Oh, there's Rago Reaper. Make sure you watch till the end, yeah?
He's in the chat, Rago Reaper. Salute, man. Leave a comment, not in the chat here, but actually below this video, leave a little link.
Is he regularly smoking a reefer on the race?
He better be fucking Rago Reefering it up, bruv, man. All right, this is called Graphaholics. Peace, party people. Thank you for joining us. A live episode. Maybe we'll do this again. Let us know how it went.
We're not doing it again.
Once in a blue moon, I like doing it, man. You know what I mean? But once in a blue moon. All right.
2.69 years of Arms House, episode 140.
Yeah, man. I can't hear you.
Oh, thanks.
Now I can. Rocking and rubbing, a lifestyle we're never stopping. Bro, it's really quiet, the tune. I'm sorry, guys, but that's as loud as it goes. Dude. City kings, my graphaholics, rocking and rubbing, a lifestyle we're never stopping. Clothes are stained up, but out with a stain up. Always got my spray can, still hitting the trains up. Got the chrome and the black, and I ain't holding no straps. I'm talking 600 mil burners, New York fast, and ain't talking about hats. When I say choosing the cap, cuz, and I ain't talking lines when I say that we rack up. Got my hoodie and mask up, see me when it's late. Now I'm calm on the tracks, I've got the keys to the gate. From young, I've been in the game. Used to copy my big cuz, copying his letters when he did up a sick dub. Was looking for new spots, hitting up rooftops. London to Amsterdam, Paris to New York. And fuck TFL, we still hopping them barriers. Ain't paying £5 for free stops, that's a mother cuz. I'm still moving half O's, B's and Q's. But I'm still moving half O's. Rago Reefer, they're asking if you're on Spotify, man. Let them know. Don't pay for nothing like the English crew.
This is nice.
It's alright, isn't it?
It's nice.
Who would you put him up against in the US MC now? Just kidding.
I'm trying to listen to it, but you're shouting over it. Your mic's well loud compared to the tune. Always got my spray can, still hitting the trains up. Grew up seeing tops on panic and cuss. In my ends, it was learned for a track and bus. Right now, I'm still 10 foot, be next to follow. And I gotta show my love and respect to Robbo. And everyone that be active, keep bumming it up. It's the lifestyle of this scrap shit, we don't give a fuck. Whole cart, stop to bottom, watch them runners go back. No, we can't stop for nothing, so don't bother and try. My first dub was in 06, receiver and Renoms. Used to go to that shopping Bricky Steez would own. I still hear the signs near Smith T-Bone. I know the rest of the crew, too many names to roll. OGs that go deep, first nicking was Graf Cuz. 14, rolling with my stainers and scratches. We all come together, we don't do postcodes. This one's for all my writers all around the globe. To my Raggle Bombers. City Kings, my graphaholics, rocking and robbing. A lifestyle we're never stopping. Clothes will stained up, but out with the
B-Boy Abdul's here with a lighter.
Still hitting their trains up, my Raggle Bombers. City Kings, my graphaholics, rocking and robbing. A lifestyle we're never stopping. Clothes will stained up, but out with a stain up. Always got my spray can, still hitting their trains up. Yo, it's the Raggle Reefer. Shout out to all the OGs. Chrome Angels, PFB, DDS, DUWRH, WD, DPM, FCC, ATG, so many other crews, all the London, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Corsa, Tempo, NHS, crew, the Midlands and up north, man.
Salute.
RIP Sing, RIP Tees, RIP Lame, RIP Robo, RIP Ganja, RIP Pow, RIP all the Lost Soldiers. Shout out to Arms Out, to your Mom's House podcast. Man like Amber and Beam.
Wee!
Shout out to all my RBZ crew. All the local man, OSA, WKDT. All the family, shout out to Lips, Dork, Dez, Slop, Yonder.
I like this, I'm gonna listen to this again.
Nice.
Shout out to all the overseas man, One Up, REM, Task Crew. All the New York scene, Scheme, Dundee, Scene.
Bruh, he's picking them up as well. No doubt. Foundation.
Too many names to mention. There's so many more I want to mention, but you know.
Yo, big tune that Raggle, man. Big tune.
Raggle Reef. One love.
Nice beat, man. Chill.
I like the hook. I like this.
All the Raggle Bombers.
Yeah, the way he flows on it is nice.
Big up Raggle Reef. A nice one. Like I said, leave a comment below where people can go peep that, man. Graf Jam this Sunday 20th of July. Come down, represent. We'll be filming an episode there. Big love, episode 140. Peace, Themos.
That was a nice tune, Rex, man.
Yeah.
Peace.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?